Florida's unemployment rate ticked up slightly from April to May and now matches the national mark of 6.3%. But the United States Department of Labor reports that the largest decrease in May employment occurred in Florida, with a loss of just under 18,000 jobs. Jesse Panuccio is director of Florida's Department of Economic Opportunity. He says the state's economic trends are still positive.
When you look at the unemployment rate, it can be a mixed indicator. You really have to look at what's going on with the labor force and not just at the top line number. And so, again, seeing people come from about our state, 500 people moving to our state every day, these are positive indicators for the Florida economy.
There was little fanfare from Governor Rick Scott's office on Friday to herald the unemployment numbers, which have been a focus of Scott's reelection campaign. Many of Scott's commercials compare the current numbers with those during the term of former Governor Charlie Crist. Crist is the frontrunner for the Democratic nomination to oppose Scott in November. He was in office as Florida struggled through the national economic recession. And during this time of economic recovery, when it comes to business, creativity is king. For example, the marketing team for the University of Miami Hurricanes needed a way to boost ticket sales for the upcoming football season. So as WLRN intern Carla Javier explains, they put a rather unconventional ad in local papers.
Kevin Bell is a senior at the University of Miami. He cheers the football team on at every home game, but he does not support the latest ad, which he read in the Miami Herald.
And here's this lovely ad. Go to fewer games.
Go to fewer games. That's the message from the UM football team, the team which has had trouble selling tickets. Often they can't even fill the lower bowl of Sun Life Stadium, which they share with the pro team, the Miami Dolphins. On social media, the ad's been criticized and mocked. Fans are annoyed. But the thing is, sales are up, says Andrew Goodrich. He's the assistant athletics director for marketing.
And at this point, we've sold out 88% of all the seats in that 100-level section.
This is actually a time-honored sports marketing tactic used by the likes of basketball's Portland Trail Blazers. Basically, instead of encouraging fans to come to all of the games, which they probably won't do, you focus on selling out just two games. In this case, rivals Florida State and top 25 contender University of North Carolina. Pack the stadium, show the fans a good time, then next season, maybe they'll want more, perhaps even season tickets. Kevin Bell, the Canes fan, says he gets the idea, just not the presentation.
You could have just sold a plan for based on its merits instead of this hook line that is going to make us a laughing stock of other teams.
The package for the two games against FSU and UNC is $108, almost exactly what they cost together on StubHub. I'm Carla Javier in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DiMattei.